Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I'm really excited with this segment. I have an icon in the supplement industry, the natural food industry, Dr. Patricia Braggs. She's the CEO of Bragg Live Foods, and she's the founder of Bragg Health Institute and Bragg's Health for Kids. Dr. Braggs, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
I'm excited because we're going to talk about apple cider vinegar, and I love it. I don't drink it as much as I used to, but I love apple cider vinegar. I didn't realize how many health benefits it had, so let's definitely dive right into this. And in preparing for this segment, Dr. Braggs, I had a lot of people emailing me, asking me questions about different types of apple cider vinegar. So why don't we just start real simple? What is it, and is there a better form that we should be consuming?
Yes, well, I'd like to say that the father of medicine, Hippocrates, in 400 B.C., used apple cider vinegar, the raw, unpasteurized, undiluted, old-fashioned apple cider vinegar, and organic is the way to go. And so Hippocrates knew what he was doing. It detoxes, cleanses, and heals the body. We at Bragg Institute have thousands of testimonies what it does. People normalize their blood pressure, their weight, and those people that are worried about type 2 diabetes, oh my. A study was done at Arizona State University, and with the people who were on it that had just a little apple cider vinegar before their meal twice a day, guess what? No dangers of a high sugar, high glycemic index.
Yeah, and that was just two drinks a day, right? Before the
that
two major
right.
meals, I think.
Is that right.
So that's,
and now we have people like Katy Perry doing this drink, George Clooney, Alec Baldwin, Carrie Underwood, and guess what? The stars are staying trim and fit. And we have thousands of testimonies that are people that are taking our Bragg apple cider vinegar. We won the prize as the healthiest organic, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar in America.
I had a question again, and this is about the basics of apple cider vinegar, and the question was, so when you talk about unpasteurized, raw, are you also talking? Is that the unfiltered kind?
That's
correct?
Right. It's all natural.
Is that also what some people call
America
the mother?
Around the world.
Is that also what people call the mother vinegar? Is that also the same?
Mother, that's it, with the mother. And it's a miracle enzyme. And that's what Hippocrates had. And see, in the commercial vinegars, oh, that looks like it's dirty, killer. And what they did, they boiled, they killed the mother, strained her, and no more mother and no more miracle vinegars. And our book, Miracles of Apple Cider Vinegar, we've just sold 9 million copies of it. And it tells all the testimonies, one after another.
You even made a statement once.
I feel ageless, and I've been nutritionist to Clint Eastwood for 60 years.
Yeah, I read on your site, you made a statement even the filtered types of white vinegars, right? You don't want to, we want to stay away from that stuff.
Oh, I don't want anything to do with them. They're dead vinegars.
Yeah,
I don't want white bread and white sugar. Why do I want bleached white bread? It's dead.
Let's go back to this study that you were talking about before in the diabetics who did just two glasses a day. Let's talk a little bit more about what that study was. Can you explain
my
listeners a little bit more?
Actually, one of the studies, the Diabetes Care, volume 27, in January 2004, they went into this and how it reduced for people that had type 2 diabetes, two drinks a day, amazing with the vinegar. And what it does, it really balances out your body chemistry. I mean, it's amazing what simple, humble vinegar can do with the mother.
You know, okay, let me ask you this then, Dr. Beck. Is this when we see stuff like this, when we see something as simple as apple cider vinegar, something that we all can have access to, we don't need a prescription for, right? Very
yeah.
simple. When we see it having such a huge effect in clinical research now, right? This was done in humans. What's going on in mainstream medicine? Why aren't my colleagues, I'm a medical doctor, why aren't my colleagues, my friends who are endocrinologists, who are treating diabetes, why aren't they picking up on this stuff? What are we missing? What are we not doing?
Well, I tell you what they're missing of the simplicity of working with the, like Dr. Hippocrates. You know, just think, the father of medicine, he used this in 400 B.C., and he detoxed, cleansed, and healed his patients. And I mean, right now, yeah. in our book, I'd like to send you a copy of our book.
Sure,
and anybody
I would love
can go
it.
Online, brag.com, and they can go and look at all the contents online and see all the miracles. We have a lot of testimonies on our website, brag.com, and they can read them one after another.
So what are your favorite ways to consume apple cider vinegar? I can just tell you what
in over salads, over greens. I put it on my face. I have men using it after they shave, just pat a little on, and people say I have a healthy, a beautiful skin like a polished apple. What do you think of that?
That's awesome.
I feel 18. Yeah. I feel 18.
Well, Dr. Bragg, when you say you put it on salad, now, are you mixing that with anything? Or are you doing it just straight apple cider vinegar on it?
We have a wonderful Bragg organic olive oil. We've won prizes with our olive oil. It's, again, first press, all organic, all natural. And we don't believe in anything hydrogenated oils. We don't believe in all these. We don't believe in anything GMOs. We're all on natural. My father started health food stores 100 years ago, Paul Bragg.
Right, yeah.
And he
wow.
started a little sickly boy that's been out of school a year and a half, Jack LaLanne. One lecture from my father, Jack LaLanne, ended up to Mr. Super Fitness on TV
right.
for 38 years.
That's an amazing story,
yeah,
and it's and I'm glad to see you
life.
Carrying on what your father was doing. Here's what do you think about this? I take about 6 ounces of water. I do a capful of apple cider vinegar, and I'm going to go ahead and tell all my listeners that I do use your apple cider vinegar. I think it's the best one out there, and I do a little drop of stevia, and it makes a wonderful refreshing
that's
drink.
Right.
That's one of my favorite ways to do it.
I grow my own stevia. Our own stevia, and those of you that wants stevia, it's easy to grow and it's wonderful. It's an herb.
Yeah. So do you like to use stevia mixed with the apple cider vinegar and drink it, or do you mostly use it as
no,
a dressing?
No, I tell you what, I have my own bees and I have my own organic honey. I like it with a little organic honey. Sometimes I have it with a little, you can even put it with a little molasses. You
okay.
can, in other words, each one, and some people don't want it with any sweetening.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think it needs, for me, it needs
diabetic,
a little, it needs
I suggest
a little sweetening.
They can get stevia drops or stevia powder.
So, Dr. Braggs, let's just, you know, we only have about 30 seconds left. Go ahead and give us your websites that you want to plug here
it's
and anything that you're doing.
Bragg.com. The Bragg Healthy Lifestyle is this: you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do with your 640 muscles. Oh, you are a
awesome.
Miracle, each one of you, and I want each one of you to be your own health captain.
Thank you so much. That's Bragg.com. She's just awesome. She's been at Life Extension here in South Florida doing some lectures for us. What just a pleasure to have you on. We'll definitely have to get you back to talk some more. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.